Okay, let's take a break from the news now for a hip-hop edition of the Here and Now DJ Sessions. I got loyalty inside my DNA. I got... A rapper turned trapper can morph into us, but a trapper turned rapper can morph into Puff. Yeah, my butt been on the pedal. I've been on this level, yeah. When I marry Keisha, only time I'm gonna settle, yeah. They call me Cardi, Cardi, banging body, spicy mommy, hot tamale, hotter than a Somali, bird, go, fuck. Fresh is a DJ at KUTX in Austin, Texas. He co-hosts a hip-hop show every Saturday night called The Breaks. And Fresh, that's just your name, right? We're just calling you Fresh today.
Yes, it's just Fresh.
Okay, good. And you're going to be introducing us to the Austin hip-hop scene. How big is it? What is the scene in Austin right now?
The word that I and my co-host Confucius, who unfortunately couldn't be here with me today, the word we like to use is growing. It's not as big or as known or as massive as, say, Houston's or Dallas's here in Texas. But there are some people here gaining a lot of traction and a lot of good traction from many national outlets and within the massive hip hop community outside of the state of Texas.
But would you say that a lot of them are still considered underground hip hop artists?
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let's listen to some of the ones that you have brought us today. And we should note that not everything we're going to hear is going to be maybe suitable for younger listeners. However, we will bleep out anything that we have to bleep out. The first one is called Mrs. Mrs. It's by Harry Idokwa. Hey, Mrs. Mrs., I must have followed. Just Mrs. Mrs., I can't forget ya. I must have missed ya. Hey, Mrs. Mrs., I won't release ya. I can't forget it. Hey, Mrs. Mrs., it's been 6 months and some digits. It's been 6 months and some extra. We would like finesse your love. Take you by the neck, whisper naked thoughts and nakedness. I learned my lesson. Tell us about this one.
Harry is a transplant here in the city of Austin. He originally is from McKinley, Texas, out in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. He said he moved down here simply to make music, and he heard about Austin's ever-growing music scene. And as you hear, he's not your traditional sounding rap artist.
Right.
Some people probably would categorize him as R&B. Others have said rock and roll. I think Harry as an artist and that song as a whole really shows you how expansive and immersive hip-hop is and how hip-hop pulls from all of these different genres, jazz, blues, rock, R&B, soul, funk.
Well, and actually, just to that point, this is something that he has said to describe his music. He says it's like a house. The master bedroom is reggae. The guest rooms are hip-hop and R&B. The beat is like the ice cream man jingle. Creating a track is like opening the front door. Whichever kids run out are the influences on the track.
Yeah, I mean, basically, that's a great way to describe, right. I mean, hip-hop and Harry. Like, it definitely captures your attention.
Okay, the next one is called Drive. This is by DZ Brown, and the subject matter, again, a little intense. Here we go again and again. I can see us all through her skin. She's trying to hide every mistake. Black eyes on the Cartier lens. White beater, now she leaving again. Now she back to mixing weed with the gin. Looking for a good reason to sin. Take my hand, let's leave in the Benz. Definitely a Kanye sound in this one.
Exactly. That is exactly how I was going to lead in with that one. DZ is very, very influenced by Kanye West. You can go as far as saying he's a child of Kanye West. I and DZ are in the generation where we kind of grew up or age to Kanye's music. The College Dropout, Late Registration, Graduation, all of those albums. He's a very transformative artist, and his music kind of reflects that. Whatever he's really feeling or whatever he's really inspired by at the time is going to be reflected within the music. At the time he was making that album Judith, which the song Drive is on, Kanye kind of was like up there. He was before his, as I would say, his fall from grace. Kanye still was the figure, the go-to guy when it came to pushing the genre of hip-hop.
What do you think of Kanye now, by the way?
Oh, man, so many thoughts, so little time. Okay. I'll just say he's having a bit of a fall from grace. Right.
Okay, the next one that you brought us is called Gray Area. This is by The Tito.
Lately I've been fighting with you. I'm fine with myself. Like, what should I do? This life is a movie, baby. I'll shoot it with you. This life is like music, baby. I want to sing it with you. Lately I've been fighting with you. I'm fine with myself. Like, what should I do? This life is a movie, baby. I'll shoot it with you. This life is like music, baby. I want to sing it with you.
I like this one, and I see that he has called this music New Age Pretty Boy Trap.
Yes, that is a phrase he coined himself maybe about 2 or 3 years ago, and nobody has bucked against it, so it's sticking and it's working. The Tita is an artist who wears his heart on his sleeves. If he loves you, he loves you. If he doesn't like you, he doesn't like you. If he hates you, he hates you. And it comes out in his music, as you just heard, with Gray Area. A lot of his music comes from personal experience and him just living his everyday life and what a life he leads.
What do you mean by that?
If you would see Tito walking around or see him perform, you would get the sense that he is a rock star. And he does live his life with the rock star experience.
Okay, well, the next one that you brought us is the first female artist on your list. This is Naomi Sutton with What You Need.
You choose your fate. Don't get caught up in the game with me, with me, with me, with me. Rock-a-bye, baby. Rock-a-bye, baby. Will I be your lady? Jada to Will, maybe one day. I'm trying to be your Gina, Alicia, Katia. We still bumping 90s R&B. I get so weak in the
A lot of references there to people that you know, used to listen to in the 90s. Tell us why you picked this one.
Naomi is a very budding and emerging artist here in Austin, R&B-wise. And she's got a lot of talent and a lot of growth and songs like What You Need. I think most women today can relate to that, talking to someone that they're either trying to be in a relationship with or currently in a relationship with. And just asking them, basically, yo, what is it for me that you need? Mm-hmm. You tell me what you need, and then we can move from there.
Are there a lot of women in the Austin hip-hop scene?
No. It's very limited when it comes to women, but the women that are a part of the scene, you know them, and you know them well, and they have a huge fan base.
Okay, the last one that we have time for today is called Daily Interlude. This is by Jake Lloyd.
Woke up this morning, hating myself, hated the way I looked, the way I thought and the way I felt. The cards on the table were poorly dealt. Then the world starts to beat on me with karma's belt. But by the time the clock struck 5, I was on my way to the bar. The bottom line is it turned out fine. This feeling should be against the law. 'Cause now I feel great. Now I feel great.
What a great voice and a very different sound than the others.
Yes, that is Jake in a nutshell. Most people here in Austin know the voice and they love to see him perform. Like Harry, he's an artist that pulls from every different genre to incorporate it all into his music. Most people would classify him as an R&B artist, but some have said alt-rock, some have said blues.
Right.
And I think you get that, like you said, his voice, you can hear the soul, you can hear the blues, you can hear the rock and roll influences.
He's more Leon Bridges than Kanye, for sure.
Definitely.
All right, well, some great picks from you. Really interesting. Another great reason to go to Austin, Texas, and check out the music scene. Fresh, who hosts the Saturday night hip-hop show called The Breaks, along with, did you say Confucius?
Yes, Confucius.
Okay, well, thank you for joining us, and really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
And if you want to hear more, you can go to our Spotify playlist. That's NPR Here and Now on Spotify. We're also on Apple Music and at hereandnow.org.